Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. We are lower across the board. The exception, the standout, is July beans and July soybean oil. Soybean oil up almost a penny a pound, helping support spot beans. Otherwise, the grain trade just lacks this dry weather, which is, right now is very accommodating for getting the crop in fast. Any crop that goes in early stands a good chance of trying to survive summer obstacles, whether it's heat or too much rain, because it's at least already sending roots down. That is the overriding cloud over the grain trade as corn continues to push lower on old crop. This morning's export sales were very good. 1.66 million metric tons of corn. Huge. It implies the USDA is a solid 100 million bushels too low on exports, which now they can drag their feet, you know, increasing exports later on here, especially in front of maybe a possible big U.S. crop. And a Safrinha crop out of Brazil that becomes available in July kind of masks a lot of things here right now, unless we see this dry weather that is setting in Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, portions of Minnesota. It turns into heat later on. Well, then that's a problem to trade later on. But right now they're trading prospects of a big crop, and that has everything under pressure. The corn for July down 5 1/4 at 4.44 1/4. That's 2 cents off the lows. December corn off 4 3/4, 4.36. In the wheat trade, Chicago July off 7 1/4, 5.27. While Kansas did make new lows, new contract lows for the calendar year, down 6 3/4 at 5.22 3/4. Minneapolis supported a little better because of our dryness up here. July is at $6, down 3 cents. At September off 3 1/4 at 6.11 3/4. We are scheduled for rain next week in North Dakota, but then again, we've heard this before. Rain kind of comes and goes. Some guys get it, some don't. We don't get this big organized front that walks across the state watering everything. So still kind of living on hope on these forecasts. On the soybean trade, up 2 3/4 on the July beans, 10.42 1/4. November off 1/4, 10.21 3/4. With soybean up, soybean oil up a solid penny at 48.33. Canola did tag its best price of the year earlier in the session at 7.14.60 on the July contract. As the Canadian numbers came in, canola, even though slightly higher than the estimate, still a tight 5.86 million metric tons. The wheat number was a little bearish, 15.42 versus a guess, I think, somewhere around 13 million metric tons. And so the oats trade, as expected, pretty much at 1.283 million metric tons. Oats today for July down 2 3/4 at 343.5. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle futures, new contract highs. As far as the eye can see, cash trade looks to be starting out in Nebraska, 225 to 228. Cash down in Texas, we're not seeing much yet there. Transactions for Kansas and Texas are ranging 218 to 221, which started yesterday. So the board pushing June cattle up $1.80 to 214.32. August up $1.72, 210.10. October climbing $1.50 to 207.67. Box beef was higher today. The box choice up 165, select up 58 cents. In the feeder cattle, May up 280 at 297.25. The feeder cattle numbers show 305.82 on 6,041 head. Your trailing one is up $2.37 at 299.78 over on the feeder board. 297.25 on the May, up 280. August up 245 at 301.04. September up 280, 312. In the hogs, mixed, even though cash trade is higher, we're down 30 cents on the June hogs, $97 just above cash. July is up 60 cents at par 7. The dollar index sharply higher today at par 54, up $1.11, as a UK deal has been struck. That shows some action moving forward here. That has gold under pressure, down $81, 3,310.90. Silver down 18 cents at $32.60. Bitcoin up almost $5,000. We are at $101,180. And crude oil recovering as well. On some positive news, gaining $1.81 to $59.87 on the June crude oil contract. Gasoline up 5.5 cents a gallon, $2.08 1/4. Diesel fuel up 6 cents a gallon. $2.03. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. We can talk about livestock risk protection insurance and the option markets for utilizing hedging this amazing cattle market that we have. And from heartlandinvest.com, you have yourself a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.